the big games kept coming for Derry City, and they took on Shamrock Rovers. And I suppose there wasn't much talk about the football. It was all about a big decision at the end of the game, and there's been calls for VAR in the league. What's your thoughts on that?
And VAR would be brilliant for the league, because it would then put us up on the top level with all the top leagues. But again, financially and stuff like that there, I don't know if that's feasible at the moment. But I think for us, yeah, I think all the noise that came with it, we kind of were just focusing on the result and the performance. And I think everyone's probably missed the performance because of that, because I thought we were actually very, very good. I thought we controlled the majority of the game. They had their chances, which they were always going to have, because they're a very, very strong team. The squad of players they have, not just the 11, the bench, the lads they have probably sitting at the home watching the game. They have such a strong squad. We at least deserved a draw out of the game. Probably didn't create as many chances as we would have wanted to. I think the point was deserved in the end.
There's a lot of noise made when Andrew Wisdom signed for the club. What's it been like having him around the club? And, you know, obviously you're very close to him because you play in that area of the pitch as well.
Obviously, on paper, he's been a big signing for the club and for the league. But just as a person in general, he's a good person. He's a good guy. He's experienced the top level of football for all of us, self included, and especially the younger players. It's great to have him around. He's good. He's a talker, which is good, especially in the back four. It's good to have that. And yeah, he's come in and he's bought into everything that the manager and we're all trying to do here at the football club. From what I see and speaking to him, I think he's really enjoying his football at the moment. And fair play to him for coming over here and taking this challenge and probably coming away from his family and stuff and coming back over here to Derry to do it.
It's Drogheda away up next, Mark, and you know you never get an easy game down there. What kind of test are you expecting this weekend?
It's just the next game for us. We've plenty of experienced players in the dressing rooms that have won this league, that have won other leagues, and that have played at a very high level. So our full focus now is Drogheda. There's, I think, what else is happening outside of us and with other teams, with whatever's happening in their games, we can't control that. All we can control now is our next game, which is Drogheda. And it's another tough, tough game. I watched parts of the game the other night against Galway. Again, they're beaten once in the last 10, 11, 12 games, something like that there. Scored a lot of goals. So listen, it's going to be a tough game. We've always had a tough game against Drogheda, and really any team in the league, it's a tough game. But Drogheda is a tough place to go to. But listen, we know we're in the home straight now. We've six games left, and Drogheda is Friday night. It's one that we really want to go there and win.